بسم الله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we're continuing the مدارج السلكين. As we talked before, مدارج السلكين are different steps of the heart, of the iman. So those steps, actually, one of those steps...
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Is
so we're continuing the madarij
the step of happiness.
Madarij al-salikin are different steps of the heart, of the iman. So those steps, actually, one of those steps is we're continuing the step of happiness. Madarij al-salikin are different steps the iman. So those steps, actually, one of those steps is continuing the step of happiness.
Yes.
This is for others to work.
Okay. So one of those steps is the step of happiness, and this is that's why it's practical steps to happiness. And I have the book here. I'll show it to you. It's 100 steps, actually, or 100 stages. And I'm trying to bring it into kind of a practical way to match our life those days. The site, the Zoom link and everything is site myislam.net. So you can get always the Zoom link to be able to get here, and the recordings and all the even text written, the English PDF and the Arabic book as well. So last time, if you remember, we talked about the stage of trust, manzilat al-thiqa. And we said that we need to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything, even with, if you don't understand. Today, I will complement this stage by another stage. It's called the state of patience, manzilat al-sabr. And it's actually like natural continuation from the previous stage, as we said before, and as we'll see now. After trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to be patient. And we'll understand, I'll explain what does it mean to be patient. So we need to be patient on His faith on us. What Allah ordered to us, what Allah written for us, we need to be patient on that. Even if we don't understand the benefit of it, which I talked about last time, but I will talk in details today about this one. So this is definitely was the advice. We all read Surah Al-Kahf every Jummah. This is what the advice that was given in Surah Al-Kahf. So Ibn al-Qayyim explained that there are three types actually of patience. There is patience during the calamities. Some people, when they get the calamities, they need to be patient for those. There is patience from doing sin, that you can be patient to avoid yourself, control yourself not to do the sin, like what Yusuf did with the wife of the minister. And the patience on obedience, that you stay patient on doing the obedience. For example, to pray in congregation, to stay always doing the praying, to stay doing dhikr after fajr. This is requires patience as well. And those are the three types of patience. There is a huge debate which one is hardest. So some of the scholars said that patience during calamities is the hardest because you need to control your mind from thinking different ways. You need to control your mind from questioning Allah. It's harder and it's tough. SubhanAllah, Ibn al-Qayyim in the book of Madarij al-Salikin, he said, actually the hardest will be to avoid the disobedience, to avoid the sin. Because he's debating this, his argument that this one is by choice. So for example, he gave the example of Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, when he was thrown in the well, he had no choice but to be patient, right? When you have the calamity, you have no other choice. But when he was in front of the wife of the minister, He had the choice. So he made the choice to be patient, not to do the sin, even with all the ease that was in front of him. But there are different opinions, and there is a huge chapter about this one. I'll talk about the three of them, inshallah, not today. But today I would like to start with patience on calamities. Patience during the time of calamities, the time of hardship. And I will use the guidance from Surah Al-Kahf. It was perfect. Actually, mashallah, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was able to give this example in a practical way. And it's all in this word. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. How can you be patient when Al-Khidr was talking to Musa alayhi salam? He was telling him, you will not be able to be patient. And how can you be patient on things that you cannot comprehend? Things that you cannot understand the wisdom about it. It looks bad to you, but it's actually, it is good. So we will go in a journey with Surah Al-Kahf, specifically with the stories of Musa and Al-Khidr. And as you can see in this story, it is, as I said, exactly that it went into three stories. And we can divide them into two parts. The first part, which he goes through those experiences without telling Musa alayhi salam, what's the wisdom for it? And we can get the tension, the frustration of Musa. That's why he keeps asking. And he tells him, don't ask. And I keep asking because he doesn't understand why this is happening. It looks like an awful thing to do. But after that, the second part, Khidr started to explain to Musa alayhi salam the wisdom. And he understood it at this point. But there are three stories, as I said, and each one actually touched something from our life, day-to-day life that we have. The first one touched the sustenance that we have, rizq. That you might have something happening to your business, to work, people get laid off, less money that you earn, stocks that getting dropped down in the market.
Meeting girls will let you in soon.
Yeah, I got you in. A lot of stuff that you might start losing in sustenance. And the first story actually explains how can we deal with that. The second story, another category, which is hardest actually. Maybe that's debatable as well. But it's about losing close people, people that you love. And he gave the toughest example, which losing a kid. This is one of the hardest things on the parents. What do we do in this? The third one is about delay of sustenance, delay of marriage, delaying of having kids, delay of acceptance of dua. A lot of delays, and you don't understand why the delay. And it will explain why. There might be a delay, but it is the best for you to get it on the right time. And Allah will explain in everyone, every those stories, the wisdom of it. But the output of this is to learn how to be patient and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The output is this verse that's in front of you. It was in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You might hate something happen to you. You get frustrated from it. It's painful. But it might be the best for you. And you might love something and you want it, but it's not good for you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The end of it, that Allah knows and you do not know. Allah knows the best. He has the best of the knowledge. But we don't have this knowledge. And the entire story actually about this. When Musa was asked who's the most knowledgeable, he said, I. Allah told him, how come you say that? There's such place, you'll find someone with more knowledge. And at the end, he said, even Khidr, he said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And something nice at the beginning of the story, when they were in the boat, there was a bird got a couple of drops from the river. And Khidr told Musa, my knowledge and your knowledge compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the two drops that this bird took from this river. And as I said again, that Khidr told Musa, how can you be patient while on things that you do not understand? And this is the entire story as we will go. I would prefer to go the story one by one, step by step, to see how can we be patient. So the first thing that Khidr was trying to test Musa, he's testing his patience. So he told him, okay, if you want to follow me, don't ask any questions. So Musa went to learn. What's learning without asking? But he's putting this patience. You will see things you will not comprehend. Do not ask. This is the condition. Do not ask. It is, if we reflect on us, sometimes when we get the calamity, we don't understand. We start questioning. Trust Allah. Do not question Allah in His fate. This is what we learn from this message. So let's go to the first story. The first story that Musa, from the beginning that Musa met the Khidr, and they went to, into the point of the river and the sea. And they tried to get in the boat, but no one wants to pick them up until certain boat with the generous people. They were poor. There's a difference between fuqara and masakin. So they're poor. They have enough to feed themselves and family, their families. But they're poor. This is all what they have. This boat to feed the entire village, that they use it to transfer people, take money out of it, maybe fishing. But this is the business that they do. This is everything they own. If they lost this, their family might not be able to find their sustenance. So they were able, they were so generous, and they took them for free to take them in this boat to get them to the other side. And while they are in the boat, Musa was surprised that Khidr started to create some damage in the boat. Come on, those people are poor and this is all what they have. They were generous, they took us without even asking for money, and you're damaging their boat. He couldn't stop. Why? Khidr told him, be patient. But he couldn't. It looks ugly. For me, if I don't know the rest of the verse, it's an evil thing, right? You have those poor, generous people, they're wise people, and you're creating a damage in their boat. This is where they get the risk. Did you create this damage to cause them to drown down? Yeah, he asked. He couldn't. It's tough. It looks evil. And till now, he doesn't know. What surprised me more, the response of Khidr, alayhi salam. He was so calm down. He didn't even calm Musa down to tell him the reason. Oh, actually, I'm doing good. No. He told him, didn't I tell you not to ask questions? Didn't I say, the first one, didn't I say no questions? And then Musa found out, yeah, he did a mistake. We had this contract before. He said, I forgot. And don't make it hard on me. I mean, this verse, if you look at it, to me, it looks like he's frustrated. He's like, what's going on? That's an evil. What did I put myself in? And then they went off the boat, and it's saying that one talaqa. But I want to just talk about what happened in the first. This is what happens in most of us. You might find something that happens to you, and you keep asking, why this happened to me? why I lost my job? What's good in that? Why did my money decrease? Why this happened to me today? Why did I lose my business? What the car accident that will cost me money? Why? We get this all the time. And we don't get answers. So in those story, actually, you know, this is the unseen. This is the belief. Khidr here is trying to teach us to believe in the unseen. And the unseen cannot come and talk to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting it in the example of Khidr. So Khidr is teaching us and Musa alayhi salam, you have to be patient. Do not ask. You will see these things in life. Do not question. Just trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second story, even harder than this. They went off the boat. Now imagine them, they're walking after that. I'm just imagining, if I'm in the place of Musa, I'll be frustrated. Have a lot of questions. I'm puzzled. What is this person that I'm with? How can I learn from someone like that? Did something that evil? I don't understand what's going on. Frustrated. And he doesn't even answer me. He keeps giving me commands. It's very frustrating. Imagine that they're walking and they're frustrated. And suddenly, he took a little boy and he killed him. If I'm in the front, if I'm in this place of Musa, I will do the same. If you look at the verse, Musa was totally, totally upset. He was frustrated. And he forgot completely what he said. But in this one, he didn't say, I forgot. He did not forget. He said that, okay, this is the last one. He didn't say, I forgot this time, because he did not forget. He was frustrated. This is the worst thing. How can you kill a life without killing someone else? And it is in Torah. كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهُمْ أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ Right? Soul with soul. And what else that was written in the Torah for them? أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا Whoever kill a soul is like killing the entire humanity. And who saves one soul is like saving the entire humanity. And he sees a person, a kid, that he didn't do anything. He's not mature yet. And he was killed in front of him. See now, I mean, before even this, Musa has to walk with him. And after this, he has to walk with him with this frustration. If you look at this in our life, this is what happened with us. We might get a hit after a hit after a hit. We don't understand what's going on, man. What's going on? But we have to move on. We can't just stop and ask questions. Wonder why is that? We have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what happened. Musa keeps walking with Khidr. He did not get his answer because this is what happened in life. Allah is giving us these scenarios that happens every day in our life. Khidr didn't fulfill Moses' desire of just understanding what's going on. And he's still walking with him, frustrated, puzzled, doesn't understand what's going on. And this is harder. This situation actually is harder than the previous one. قَالَ أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ You've done something completely evil. You've done something huge. That's a huge sin. And this is something that, I mean, Musa sounds very angry and frustrated. This situation is even harder compared to the previous one. And it's harder to comprehend actually and understand what's going on from it. And for the parents, if you think of it, I mean, they might never know why they lost their kid. They might cry, might be a hard time, but they may not know in this life actually why they lost their kid. That's why Khidr is trying to teach us here to not ask. You have to have this patience and trust. And now he's actually testing Musa to the limit, which is testing us as well. Showing us in this life, try to reflect in your life with what's happening now. You might not have answers today. And you might not have answers until the end of this life, but trust Allah, this is the best for you. And then, as I said, this time, if you see, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ, didn't I tell you? The first time he said, didn't I say, do not ask questions? He said, now, didn't I tell you, you will not be able to be patient? You see, the tone here is getting stronger. It's like pointing to him, personal. I told you, you will not be able to be patient. So Musa, when he replied, he didn't say, I forgot this time. He said, if I ask you, I'll put another contract. If I ever ask you again, this is the depart. This is the new contract. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if he didn't say that, we would have learned more and more. Now let's go to the third story, which will get very interesting. So imagine yourself in the place of Musa today. Now things are getting more evil, right? Evil, first thing. He's damaging the boat of those generous, poor people. Now he killed a little boy. He's preparing himself to something even either equal evil or more evil. Okay. But now they left the boy, they walk for a long time. It's not saying how long, but they've been walking without food. Even if you remember the beginning of the story, he was asking the boy with him, let's eat. And then they remember that they left the fish and it ran away. So he did not eat. So he hasn't eaten for a while. He said, I am tired and I'm hungry. But now they found Khidr and they continue. He's still hungry and tired, frustrated and puzzled, but he's still moving on. That's what happened to us. Tired, frustrated, hungry. And they went to this village. It's interesting, very interesting. They went to a village where all the people over there are stingy. They are so tough. It's one of the normal things, the natural thing is that if you see someone, a stranger, who needs food, water, even before Islam, you have to feed them. You have to help them. They did not provide them anything. Imagine they're giving me the picture of the people in this village. They're tough. It's very hard to live there. And they're hungry. And they went going from place to place, trying to get food, begging for food. They're not feeding them. Musa's still hungry, still tired. And suddenly he found Khidr. Look at one of the walls and start building it. What? You damage the boat of the people who are generous and you're building the wall of those people. I mean, it's like he's confused now. It's now something good that he has done. It's not evil. So he started to question. It's like, at least take some money so we can get food. What are you doing here? That was the end. It is the lack of patience that we ask and questioned. And this wall, he started, said, that's it. We have a contract. And very calmly, this is the end of your learning. Now, I'll tell you the story of all of those. But before all of that, it's like, our life is the first part. The second part actually is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the wisdom. But sometimes you might not see this wisdom. No one will come and tell you, actually you had this exam that day because of such and such and such. Oh, you lost this person because you needed those rewards to be able to reach the Jannah. You needed this and this. No one will explain those to you. But sometimes you might reflect. I've told some stories from my personal experience and others last time. Things that I thought they are totally like bad in my sight, but actually today, those are the most gifts I've got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were protections for me. So those situations when he starts to explain to Musa alayhi salam, and he said, this is the difference between them, and I'll start telling you the wisdom of each one. So he started with the first one about the ship. So he told them that this ship actually, it was for poor people. And Allah knew, because neither Khidr or Musa they know. But Allah told the Khidr there will be a king that will take this if it's not damaged. So subhanAllah, a damage that might cost them some money, but they will continue doing, they still have their business, right? But when this tyrant, this oppressor king, when he comes and see all the ships and they take them, they threw them away. Either they take them slaves, they put them in prison. I don't know, the story didn't tell what will happen to them. But they will take all those ships. He will just say, those are mine. We're seeing this a lot today. Power, where people start taking properties of people, they threw them away. But subhanAllah, with this small damage, when the king saw the boat, he started to take it. He saw this damage, he said, no, I will not take a damaged boat. I got a lot of good boats. Why would I take this ship that has damage in it? So he let them go with the ship. Imagine if the Khidr didn't create this, what will happen? First, the first thing I would expect that might happen, I don't think they will talk without a war or fight. So they might go with a fight with the king. People might die and they will leave their families as orphans. People might be taken as slaves, like what happened with Yusuf, or being put in prison. They will lose that ship, which was the only thing that they have for sustenance for the entire village. Now, after we knew the wisdom, was this an evil act or a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he saved them. This small damage that he created actually what saved those people and their families from whatever will happen to them. And this has happened to us all the time. We might question small thing that might happen to us. People might get divorced and they question what happened to me, but it might be the best for you. Only Allah knows. There are things in my life I knew today, those were the best for me. At this time when they happened, I was so angry. Why this is happening to me? Why some other people were able to get this opportunity and not me? But today when I look at it, I say, subhanAllah. Wallahi, if this happened ever, and I talk this thing, I would have been in big trouble. I compare between the people that got the opportunity, and I was angry that I did not get the opportunity today, and I say, Allah, alhamdulillah. It's the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave me that. Okay. And then the second one, was the ghulam. And this is one of the hard thing as well. It's like people might lose their kids and they don't know why. A lot of people, they lose their kids and they be frustrated. Those parents that they lost their kid actually, they might not ever know the wisdom out of it. But it's from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this boy, according to the verse, if he grew up, he will be a tyrant, oppressor. So Allah saved the parent from being tortured by him. He saved the boy, because the boy died before maturity. If he lived and became tyrant, he would have went to the hellfire. But by Allah saving him, now he's in paradise, because all the kids before maturity, they go to paradise. And for the community, for the world, there is a tyrant that did not exist because of this. It's a mercy. And Allah blessed them with someone better. Maybe they needed this reward for Jannah, to enter Jannah. Maybe this is what they needed to be patient and enter Jannah. And the third one definitely, it is the delay of sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delayed the wealth of those orphans until they become mature and they can take care of the money. Imagine this village with those people. If they were able to find this money, do you think they will take care of it? But this is very important here. It is, if you are taqi and you're following Allah's order, do not worry what will happen for your family. I mean, this person didn't have a relative to take care of those orphans or take care of the money. He did not have a friend, and you've seen how terrible the people in this village. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the money and saved his family even after her death, and sent reasons and people to be able to save this money. Now let's talk about what's patience. Patience, as Ibn al-Qayyim explained in the book on this stage, he said, it is control of three things. It's to control your tongue from complaining. Do not go and complain to people. See what happened to me? I got laid off those people and I don't know what this is happening to me. Some people, when they get sick, why am I getting sick? Why there are other people healthy? Why this person is more rich than me? Control your heart from being frustrated. تسخط. حفظ اللسان عن الشكوى وحفظ القلب عن التسخط. Do not get in yourself this frustration of the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust Allah that this is the best for you. And the control of your body from doing the sins and the acts of non-patience. Some people, they start like hitting their faces, they cut their clothes whenever they get sad. So it is control of those three things. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people in paradise, وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that the last thing that they will say always is أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, praises to Allah. Whatever you had in this life, when you learn the wisdom in the hereafter, you will always sing Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, quickly, I'll talk how to practice, because this is a practical series. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, that you have to try. Whoever try to be patient, Allah will help him and guide him and give him patience. I want you to look at this example. There are two things that explain this exactly, who's not patient and patient. You know, the bottle of water, when it is empty, if you try to squeeze it with your hand, it will damage. It will never go back again. As you can see here in this table. The other image is the stress ball. No matter how you squeeze with the same power, it goes back again. This is the difference. The patient is always taking the hits, maybe gets sad a little bit. He recovers because he trusts this is the best for him or her, and he goes back to the life. Everything is fine. The non-patient always gets depression, gets bad. Some people, they commit suicide because they didn't have the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference between both. So if you really trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be like the example of this stress ball. You will always, grief is fine. You always have grief. A little bit, but you know, you trust Allah and you move on. You get moving forward. There are things, I'll not talk about any of them today, but there are things that I will keep talking in the future sessions, inshallah. How to help yourself to become patient. The first thing is manzilat al-thiqah, the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I talked in the previous session last Friday. Here's the link of the recording. You can get it again and listen to it. And there is also written as well, if you would like to read it. Asking Allah for help, the dua. It's also, I talked about it in the beginning. I said the second session when we had, I think we cannot do anything. It's always by asking Allah for help. And this is a session for dua. And then you need to understand. It's the main thing, as Khidr said, how can you be patient if you don't understand? So you need to understand why we're getting those calamities. And those are the things that we need to understand of. That you need to understand that the patience actually is obligatory. And I will talk about it, and the A'imma, how did they say, it's not something that's nafl or sunnah. It's obligatory. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to do sabr. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْبِرْ. Believe that the reward of patience, and we'll talk about the rewards. I didn't talk about any verse or any hadith about the rewards of patience. We'll talk about them next time, inshallah. It's to understand the real size of this life, actually, compared to the hereafter. We'll talk about this. In paradise, everything will be forgotten. There is the hadith, and this hadith is very important. It's an authentic hadith that the person who never see calamities in this life and he had the most enjoyable life, he will be dipped less than a second in hellfire. Allah will ask him, have you ever seen a good day in your life? And he will swear in front of Allah, I've never seen. And a person that his life was terrible, he had the worst calamities in his life, he would be dipped less than a second in paradise, and he would say, I've never seen a bad day in my life. In paradise, everything will be complete and will be forgotten. And the rest of the stuff, you can go through them definitely and read them. Again, the last thing, everything is being recorded, and all the documentation, the reference, everything in myislam.net. Myislam.net, as you can see, it has the Zoom link. You can always get there if you forgot what's the Zoom link. It has the PDF of the book itself, of Madarij al-Salikin. It has the PDF written for this, for every session. It has what's, if I ask for things to be done, or dhikr that I mentioned here, or verses, everything will be over there for every stage. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. How are you? Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Good to see you. Yeah.